five. I've got three, so just need 13 and five. They want to be on five, I think.
Is the intent, was the motion, I was off the floor, was the motion 1305 to be at this time? Okay.
Maybe it wasn't the machine.
It may be the person running the machine, we're not sure. As I was saying, House Bill 1305, having it at second reads our final consideration, are there any comments? Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we are about to take up three bills that deal with a subject that I don't think anyone in this room really wants to talk about, and that is the subject of terrorism and the threat against our lives, our property, and our way of life. I know it is trite to say anymore that the world changed on September 11th, but I think that we need to be reminded once again just how much that world has changed. We learned an awful lot in those few terrible hours as we watched those planes hit the World Trade Center and hit the Pentagon and took thousands of innocent American lives. We learned that there are people in this world who hate us. And so deep is their hatred for Americans and for America and for the principles upon which we stand that they will willingly give up their lives to take our lives. And it is not military targets which they seek. For these men do not wear the uniform of any nation. These men do not serve in the military of any nation. They do not seek out military targets with which to express their hatred. They seek out innocent American lives. They don't care if they are men or women or husbands or wives or fathers or mothers or children. They simply care that they are American and that they can kill us. One of the most principal obligations that we have in the government of this country and in the government of this state is to protect our people from harm. And oftentimes we don't know where that harm is going to come from, what form it is going to take. No one could ever have thought that you could hijack a supersonic jumbo jet airplane and crash it into a skyscraper. No one ever thought you could do that to the Pentagon. No one ever thought you could put anthrax into an envelope and have the Postal Service deliver it and shut down an entire United States Senate office building. That is the kind of threats that we face today, and we must be prepared to face them in the future. One of the things that we must do is to confront the threat that is poised against us squarely in its face. And we are going to begin doing that this day in the next three bills. And it is my sincere hope that while I hope we will pass this legislation today, it will never have to be used or utilized in the state of South Dakota. That terrorism and the threats of terrorism and the acts of terrorism will never come before us. House Bill 1305 is probably the simplest bill that will come before us. Where that simply is an act to define terrorism, to create the crime of terrorism, and to provide penalties therefore. Why are we doing this? Well, first, because there is no current definition of terrorism in South Dakota statutes. Not once in our state's history would we have ever imagined that we'd have to have a definition of terrorism, but now we do. Secondly, we must recognize that a person committing a terroristic act is unique in their mission. For they not only want to destroy life or property, They want to intimidate us. They want to intimidate our state. They want to intimidate our nation. They want us to change because they want to destroy, and they are willing to destroy our nation, our people, our way of life in order to do it. Osama bin Laden said that his goal was to destroy the American economy, to destroy the American people, to bring our nation and everything we stand for down to our knees. We have imposed a penalty on an individual who's found guilty of terrorism in this act, and it is the harshest penalty that we can impose under our state law. It is life imprisonment or it is death. So serious is the crimes of terrorism against us, so serious must be the penalties that we impose against those who would bring this to us. It is true that terrorism is defined at the federal level. It is true that this bill is modeled from a federal statute, but it is extremely important that we define it in our laws as well, because unfortunately it may or it could happen here. Because there is a possibility of an event that could originate in South Dakota, a terrorist event where innocent South Dakotans are killed, we need to be assured that those terrorists are prosecuted in our state. This is a tough law, but we live in tough times, and we must protect ourselves against those who would bring harm and hatred and death into our lives. This is a start. I ask you for your support for House Bill 1305.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is House Bill 1305, final passage. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed nay. The clerk will not the voting machine. And members proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1305.
Representatives Berg, Abdullah, Glensky, Madsen, Van Norman, and Davis. Representatives Glensky, Madsen, and Davis. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are yeas 53, nays 13, absent 2, excused 2.
House Bill 1305, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.